Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Speaking of the performing arts, one word we often associate with the performing arts is the word collaboration. Whether you have an actor, directors, playwrights, technicians all working together to put on one show is always a collaboration. And today, our show is going to focus on an uber collaboration. It's called Spirit, the Seventh Fire of Alaska, performing tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at the PAC. It features the talents of Alaska Dance Theater, Alaska Native Heritage Center, Theater Artists United, Alaska Children's Choir, musicians from Anchorage Symphony Orchestra, and many, many more. And to talk about it, we have two people who are very much involved with this show. Steven Alvarez, who is the artistic executive producer, the music director, and a musician in the show, is with us today. Welcome, Steven.
Well, thank you.
And Teresa Pond, who some will remember from a show recently. She was the director of Flowers for Algernon. She's also now the artistic stage director for this production. Welcome, Teresa.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
Well, Steven, let's talk with you first, because you're sort of the brainchild behind this whole thing coming together. Tell us, what is this thing? How did it come about? Just give us an introduction to Spirit, the Seventh Fire of Alaska.
Sure. The very first piece that Peter Buffett wrote, Peter Buffett created this piece and composed the music for it, came out as a PBS Pledge Break special back in 1999, and it was called Spirit, A Journey of Drums, Dance, and Song. And it fused together Native American song and dance with Peter's music, which was, kind of new age pop rock music, a children's choir, modern dancers, and Native American dancers. And I remember sitting in my house in 1999 watching it on Channel 7 and thinking, God, this is amazing. What a cool thing. I'd really love to be able to do something like this. And then I met Christian Viertaler, the choreographer and executive director for Alaska Dance Theater, when we were doing Jesus Christ Superstar back in 2005. And so we started talking about shows that we would like to collaborate on. And this was before Theater Artists United was even formed. And Spirit came up as one of the shows that we would love to be able to do. And over the course of the last 10 years, Kristen and I have been involved with probably a dozen different productions, musical theater productions, and we've always talked about this. So finally, last January, towards the end of the month, I just got in contact with Peter Buffett's organization and sent them an email, and I said, is Spirit available for local production? We'd be interested in obtaining the rights to produce it and perform it up here. And I got an email back fairly quickly saying, wow, your timing is excellent. We were just sitting talking about how we could make this more accessible to local productions. What do you have in mind? So we communicated through emails for, a couple of weeks. I said, okay, I work at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. I'm also involved with Theater Artists United. I have a close relationship with Alaska Dance Theater. Here's some things that we've done. I sent them some links for productions that we've done that have fused genres together, like when we did Echoes with the Anchorage Symphony in 2008 and another production that Kristen and I were involved in 2010. And I said, so I think we have the talent up here and the organizations to really put this together. And they said, yeah, well, it sounds like you guys could do a great job. Let's talk some more about it. And I said, well, the thing that I would want to do is I want to fuse the original piece that Peter wrote in 99 with the second piece that he developed that debuted in 2004 that took the modern dance out and didn't have the live children's choir. I said, I want to put those together because I like the fusion of genres and the fusion of cultures, and I want to infuse it with Alaska Native dance and song as well to make it relevant to Alaska. And they thought it was a great idea, and they said, great, go with it. I said, okay, do you have charts? Do you have music? Do you have any production assets? And they said, no. and whatever we do have has been sitting in boxes for 10 years. And I said, okay, well, we can create the charts and we can kind of build this from scratch. And he goes, great. If you do that, then I will give you license to produce the show for free. But what I want in return is the music and the charts and the production assets. And I went, that works for me. So I started to engage people to create the music from listening to the audio. Peter sent me his Pro Tools tracks, the tracks that the studio tracks and the video assets, because there's video imagery with this show, and we just started to take it from there. So that actually started last summer, and so I engaged two people to create the charts. I worked with Kristen at ADT about fusing this. I got the blessing of my CEO at the Heritage Center to do this, and it's been an incredible a journey so far. Yeah. Now, the key thing is that in the fall of September, the symphony was performing, and I performed the symphony and debuting the new shell at the PAC. And after the show, Ron Holstrom comes down to the stage with Teresa Pond. And Teresa and I worked years ago on a musical at ACT. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen her in years. And I was like, hey, it's great to see you. And all of a sudden, a little light bulb went out because we needed a stage director. And I went, we need to talk. And so we chatted, and I said, this is the project we're doing, but we need somebody to bring these two shows together, work with actors and people that don't normally do theater, and bring it to life. So that's where Teresa comes in.
Well, for those of you just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, and we're listening to Stephen Alvarez in a moment with Teresa Pond, mm-hmm. talking about Spirit, the Seventh Fire of Alaska, opening tonight and running this weekend at the PAC. So Teresa, what a great introduction to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us about your involvement with this show.
Yeah, it's the timing is a magical timing. Mm-hmm. I had been traveling the West Coast in the summer and just hopped on the ferry to come back up here in time to go to a symphony concert and see Stephen, and he tells me about this project, and I thought, all these different aspects. We have children's choir, we have modern dance, we have Alaska Native dance, we also have Native American dance, and then the most important thing is we have a story, a very powerful story that is the spine of this. When I read through some of the research on the project that Peter Buffett had developed, we have something that's a every culture has a hero's journey, a journey of coming from a youthful place or a broken place to go through tests and trials in life and arrive at a more fully realized or healed place. Joseph Campbell wrote The Power of Myth, and there's a lot of this about that. So we have a story that is really the hero's power of myth kind of journey through arriving at a life where he takes the modern world that he lives in and fuses it with a cultural background of his native heritage that he had really disassociated himself from in the beginning, and he brings it all back together. So we have a lot of integration and fusion of, I can sit in my office cubicle and get my work done, and I can go to a powwow and listen to and watch amazing dance and music that is part of my family's heritage. So my job was to put this story and make sure this story was told through every aspect, through music, through dance, through staging, through lighting, and through multimedia. There's a whole aspect of Kurt Riemann of Surreal Studios has put together an amazing montage of video, some of which came from the original productions, some of which we've created. So you're seeing the story through multimedia as well. So I've been a little busy.
Sounds like it.
But it's very exciting. We've got, 80 plus performers all together with musicians and everybody involved.
And there's so many creative voices in this show, it sounds like. That can often be a problem. We've all been involved with shows where there's been some friction between different artistic voices. You know, many bands that have broken up because of that.
Oh, yes.
And I've understood that the director is that one calming voice, or can be that one calming voice. How have you worked with all these different voices and with Stephen and everybody else involved in the show?
Well, be honest now.
When Stephen approached me, my first question was, I hope you have a really good stage manager. My next question was, who's the overall vision eye to make sure all this vision comes together? And that's really part of what my job is. This week, as we've been putting together the show to open tonight, we needed someone to make sure we got all the parts, and that's been me. So Stephen is our executive producer, but this week he's my music director.
Yeah, we've had a couple of we butted heads a couple of times this week.
I had to remind him, Stephen.
Well, yeah, and I'm running a dress rehearsal for a musical, I'm usually in front of the stage, music directing the show. But when we sat down and she asked me that question, I said, well, I'm going to be on a set of drums on stage, 40 feet back from the audience. I said, I can't see everything. I can't even hear anything. I hear what's coming out of my monitor. I said, so you really need to be, the person who's making sure that everything is happening. You need to bring this vision that we have to life. So it's yours at that point. But of course, I always forget. And there's been a couple of times where I said, okay, we got to do this.
I wrote him a little post-it note and I stuck it on his drum set. And it says, remember, you got to go with me. So yeah, it's a awesome task that I've been very excited to be a part of, to fuse all these pieces together because each one worked their part. Our children's choir sounds amazing. Our modern dancers are gorgeous. Our Native American dancers, we have people that have come up from Arizona that are professionals in particular styles of dance. So my job is to make sure there's a space for everybody's part and then to make sure that the story is being told through the whole. So I thank Stephen for giving me a chance to kind of work in a very different way than a traditional theater director path.
And I really think this was fate, serendipity, hands much bigger than ours that brought Teresa to this project. Because I can't think of anyone who would have devoted as much time or had the time to devote to make this project happen. She has spent countless hours, and when Peter was doing this show, it was all about not just producing something, but it was about giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And because at times when I thought to myself, God, this is so difficult, this is so much work, there's so much stress, I have to think, we're giving to the community. And we would not have been able to give to the community the quality that we have had it not been for Teresa, devoting so much time to it. So.
Well, and I just want to say that the lesson learning, I'm born and raised from Anchorage, Alaska, which makes me an Alaskan. And I'm learning about parts of my state's cultures that I never knew before. You grow up here, you learn bits and pieces in regular school about our Alaska Native cultures. So I thank Stephen because I've been introduced to a host of amazing people, some of whom are performers, some may not be performers, but are working with us as performers. They've taught me so much about all the different languages and all the different heritages that are involved. So I welcome the audience to come and see that.
And that's a collaboration too. The audience comes in with the show.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And gosh, we're running out of time here, but I want to say this production sounds like more than the sum of its parts. And
I think it really is.
It sounds like an exciting project.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half, so it's not too long. It's exciting. You've got rock guitar and native flute. What more do you need?
What more do you need? I want to thank my guests, Stephen Alvarez and Teresa Pond, both here from Spirit, the Seventh Fire of Alaska, opening tonight and running through this weekend at the Performing Arts Center in downtown Anchorage. And for more information about this show and other shows, go to alaskapublic.org and look at our Stage Talk calendar. Until next week, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.